February is Black History Month, and to mark it, we are visiting a few of the African-American historical sites that can be found all over the United States. This week, we want to take you to a town that was founded in 1877. Today, it holds the distinction as the only entirely African-American community left in Kansas, and one of just a handful in all of the African-American towns left in the country. Angela Bates is town historian for Nicodemus, and she joins us now in Studio 3A. Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about Nicodemus.
Well, where shall I start? It was started in 1877 by former slaves from Lexington and Georgetown, Kentucky, who migrated to Nicodemus to establish the town and to participate in homesteading. And so now it is currently the only remaining all-black town west of the Mississippi that was established at the end of Reconstruction, and it is a unit of the National Park Service as a National Historic Site.
About how many people founded the town?
Initially, it was about 350. And like I said, most of them came from Lexington and Georgetown, Kentucky.
Your great-great-grandfather was one of the settlers, am
yes,
I right?
Yes, yes. Matter of fact, my genealogy goes back both on my mother's side and my father's side to about 90% of the original settlers.
What do you know about him?
Perry Bates. He was a Civil War veteran, and when he got out of the service, he moved with his family to the Leavenworth area. And then from the Leavenworth area, they actually migrated out in 1878 to Nicodemus to settle there.
What did it take to start this town?
Basically, a lot of vision. It really is interesting from the perspective that during this time period, which was, you know, post-Civil War, you had in the West town speculators that were establishing towns all over the West. Mm-hmm. And so there was a white man by the name of W.R. Hill who met a black settler by the name of Smith. And they went into partnership and formed the Nicodemus Town Company, went to Topeka, Kansas, and they met with five ministers. And those five ministers together formed the Nicodemus Town Company, and they went back home, and home was Kentucky, to get people, to solicit people to come out and actually settle and help establish the town.
When they established Nicodemus, how far was the nearest settlement to them?
It was Ellis, and Ellis is probably about 45 miles south and a little east of Nicodemus.
Was there much tension? Racial tension?
No, not necessarily. They did have the Jim Crow laws that actually existed in the West also. They did have what was called sundown laws. Hays, Kansas is about 55 miles southwest of southeast of Nicodemus, and they had sundown laws there. There was another settlement that came into existence called Stockton, which was about 19 miles east. They had sundown laws. And matter of fact, the only remaining dugout that's still in existence in the area is about 2-3 miles west of Stockton.
Dugout is, forgive me.
A dugout is literally a hole in the ground where people used to live.
Right.
There were no trees because of the landscape and all of that. So they lived in what was called dugouts, and they were holes in the ground that was about 15 by about 6 or 8 feet deep in the ground, that type of thing. So the only remaining dugout in the area that was used by the people that traveled from Stockton, traveled to Stockton from Nicodemus to do their trading and all, had to stay in that dugout, and it's still there. And it was because they had a sundown law.
Well, was the community self-sustaining, grow their own food?
And yes. It was a agricultural community like a lot of the communities that were established then. And so the people basically were farmers. But because of isolation, they had to travel to some of the surrounding towns to pick up supplies and all.
How did Nicodemus get his name?
Nicodemus is named after the first African slave to purchase his freedom in the United States. Unlike a lot of people think, maybe it's the biblical Nicodemus, but it is located on the Solomon River in the Promised Lands of Kansas. And there was exodusters that actually came and settled in Nicodemus. So there's a parallel there biblically. But it was named after the first African slave to purchase his freedom in the United States. And there was a song that was sung on the plantations about this Nicodemus. So when they promoted the town, they used the lyrics from that song actually on the promotional flyers.
So what's going on in Nicodemus today?
Nicodemus is a unit of the National Park Service now, and so we have five historical buildings that are slated for restoration and interpretation. We have a visitor center there, and we've got a staff of about 4 people. Our superintendent and they have a couple of park rangers. So, matter of fact, beginning I think next month they're going to be starting to do restoration work or stabilization work, I should say, on the old First Baptist Church.
Wonderful. Angela Bates, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Angela Bates is the town historian for Nicodemus, Kansas, and joins us here in Studio 3A in Washington. I'm Frank Stachow.